97.7 The Rock Station, Scott Tatey here. It's always fun to track down rock stars who are headed our way to play big shows. And I've got one on the line here. Hold tight, hold tight. We're joined now by Mickey Thomas. Mickey, you're headed back our way to the Pittsburgh area. What are you most excited about for this tour?
Well, I'm just excited because it's, you know, it's early in the year. It's just the beginning of 2025. So these are some of the first shows of the year for us. So we're excited and ready to get back at it. And, you know, looking forward to a big 2025.
The show you're playing here is at the Palace. It's a 99-year-old theater built for vaudeville, one of those concert halls where you can feel the history. Does that kind of venue give you a different feel or vibe compared to like an outdoor amphitheater or a festival?
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, I love those old theaters and, you know, the beauty of the architecture, you know, is really nice and really special. So it's a completely different vibe than, say, a summer show outdoors or something. But, you know, I like all the different venues we play. Everyone, they all have kind of a different personality, whether it's an old theater or whether it's a newer performing arts center or casino or whatever it might be, you know. They're all good, but they all have their individual personalities.
For sure. Well, you and Starship will be playing a career-spanning set. How challenging is it crafting a set list that covers the band's history?
Well, you know, obviously there are certain songs that are the cornerstones of the show that have to be in there every night. Like, We Built This City and Nothing's Going to Stop Us and Sarah and Jane, Find Your Way Back. I include Fooled Around and Fell in Love in the show every night from my Elvis Bishop Band-Aids. So you know, and then we were interspersed. There are some songs that are interchangeable in the show. Sometimes I'll do No Way Out. Other nights I might do It's Not Enough or Stranger or Winds of Change. So, you know, but we try to leave no stone unturned.
Here's one of those songs you're going to hear. You just mentioned Find Your Way Back.
Thank you.
set.
Your singing voice is regarded as one of the best in classic rock history. At what point in your life did it dawn on you, hey, I got something special. This might take me far.
I think probably when I was about 42 years old. My teenage years, just spending like high school bands, cover bands, and, you know, just trying to learn how to do it and trying to imitate other people's voices. But then when I was in my early 20s, I met a gospel singer named Gideon Daniels, who became my mentor. And more than anything else, he really taught me how to sing and how to discover my voice, my individual voice, and how to use that. And he made me realize that, maybe I did have a gift, something a little unique going for me there.
Well, even before Starship, and as you alluded to, you sang lead vocals on Elvin Bishop's Fooled Around and Fell in Love. And, man, your vocals on that song, you capture the emotions of a Casanova who finally, maybe unexpectedly, finds the woman he hopes to stay with forever. How did you channel those emotions?
Well, that is just that's kind of me personally. I'm basically at heart, I'm kind of a shy guy. So the lyrics were like, I've been through about a million girls, love them and leave them alone. It was a little uncomfortable for me in the beginning, but like, as you mentioned, the beauty of the song is that the guy does have the epiphany, to where he realizes that what's important is the one true love and to fool around and fall in love and find the right girl. And that's the saving grace of the song for me.
There's nothing's going to stop us now. If I can ask about that one, that song about triumph and loyalty and looking forward to the future. Have you heard from people what that song has meant to them?
Oh, absolutely. You know, as you mentioned, it's a song that's basically at its heart, it's a love song, but because of the nature of the lyric, it certainly transcends that. You know, I've heard it used for your political campaigns or sporting events or whatever it might be. And I get all the time, people tell me, hey man, that's our song, that's our wedding song, or that was our first date, or that song was playing when we had our first kiss. So it's one of those songs that is transformative, and another one of the ones that I'm just lucky to have in the repertoire,
We're here talking with Mickey Thomas from Starship, Headed to the Palace. Sarah, another song, big old power ballad. Is that becoming a lost art, the soaring power ballad? And how do you approach a song like that?
I think it is maybe somewhat of a lost art because it was such a popular, it's not exactly a genre, but a subgenre, I guess you might say, in the 80s, the power ballads were, very popular. And I think it definitely adds to the emotional content of the song when you get all of the elements going for it, not just the lyric and the vocal, but, some nice, powerful power chords in the background, to help propel the emotion. And that might be a bit of a lost art these days, as really is just guitar playing in general, is not what it used to be back in the 70s and 80s, guys would just shred. We had so many great guitarists back in the day, and now it's it's a little more pop oriented these days, not as many rock and roll bands here as I'd like to see.
Well, I think your bandmates gotta love teeing off on every night when they get to do Jane. I mean, that's just a flat out rocking song. Talk about the band, talk about Starship today, who you got with you.
Well, the band has been together for a long time. My drummer and keyboard player have been with me for over 30 years each. My bass player has been with me for 25 years, and my guitarist for 15 years. So it's been together for a long time, and it definitely feels like a family. And if you look at it in that context, this incarnation of the band has really been together for longer than any group of people going all the way back to the Jefferson Airplane. And our newest member is our female vocalist, Chelsea Foster, who is just amazing and, you know, has brought a new energy to the show, to the band. And so this is only about maybe her fourth or fifth show with the band when we play there. So that's going to be really exciting for us as well.
They'll be playing this song, Jane. Sure, crowds go wild when you do We Built This City. Talk about that song. Grammy-nominated smash hit. It was maligned for a while by magazines, but stood the test of time on classic radio. What's made that song endure and stay so successful?
I think the fact that it's got a lot of great element to it. You know, it's got a great lyric. That was the first thing that attracted me to the song, was the lyric and the verses, which are written by the great Bernie Taupin. And then it has the sort of anthemic chorus to go along with the intricate verse lyric, which is kind of, you know, a big sing-along chant, which everybody can hopefully relate to. It's got great guitar work. You know, one thing I've noticed about it from the very first time that we ever recorded it, when it first came out, was that young kids always gravitated to We Built This City. They always just really responded right away to that song, and I noticed that's still true today. I see a lot of my friends' little kids, you know, We Built This City is their favorite song, and I remember when my grandson came along, you know, when he was 5 years old, that was his favorite song, and then the same with my granddaughter, so... it has a universal appeal to it for even young kids dig it. So,
and then there's monster hooks too. You're coming to our city. You're coming back to Pittsburgh through the years. Any prominent memories of performing here, or just visiting Western Pennsylvania?
Oh yeah, I have a lot of great memories of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a very underrated city, you know, in that area around Pittsburgh. I remember I tell people that. We were in the middle of a tour once, in the middle of the winter. It was like January or February in Pittsburgh. And you know what the weather's like.
Oh, yeah.
That time of year in Pittsburgh. And we had to fly out. We had an early flight out after our show the night before. And I packed up all my bags, and they picked up our luggage to take it ahead of us to the airport. But I packed up all of my shoes. So I had to go to the airport barefoot in like 15 degree weather. I'll never forget that one. But you know, Pittsburgh, like I've mentioned, it's a great city. What a lot of people don't realize is that it has there are only two cities in the United States that have more art per capita than Pittsburgh, and that's New York City and Taos, New Mexico. So it's a very cultural city. It's a great rock and roll town, and we always have a blast when we get to visit there.
I'm one of the earlier members from Jefferson Airplane, Papa John Creech, from right here in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Mickey, what else do you want people to know? So you, Mickey Thomas and Starship headed to the Palace Theater in Greensburg just a matter of a couple weeks from now. Describe what they can look forward to. What's it going to look like, sound like, and anything else people need to know?
You know, it's going to be, I think sometimes people are rather surprised that it's a high-energy show. You know, sometimes fans of our ilk that have been around as long as we have in one form or another, it can get a little sleepy sometimes. But people are usually surprised at the sort of youthful exuberance and the high level of energy that we still have in the band. And so, you know, it's going to be a fun show. We have a lot of fun together on stage. And as I mentioned earlier, the set, we leave no stone unturned, everything from Jane and Find Your Way Back, We Built This City, Nothing's Going to Stop Us, Sarah. Of course, our female vocalist that I mentioned, Chelsea, is going to be doing some White Rabbit and Somebody to Love, and I'll be doing Fooled Around and Fell in Love. So I think it's a great show, and I think people will be surprised at, as I mentioned, the high energy that the Starship show has these days.
Excellent. Well, keep up the great work. Mickey, really appreciate your time, too.
Oh, you bet, man. I appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
You as well. It's March 16th, the Palace Theater, Mickey Thomas and Starship. Talk to you later. Take care, buddy.
All right. You too, man. Thanks.
Yep. Bye.